For an opening song tonight, let's take our brethren hymnals, turn to number 22. Number 22.
Thank you.
thank you for coming. For a short devotional, I'm going to read from Luke chapter 19. We've come here tonight to praise our Lord in song. And I invite each one of you to do just that this evening. Make a joyful noise. You might say you're not a good singer, can't sing. Well, don't believe that lie. You can make a joyful noise tonight. Don't worry about what the one sitting beside you thinks. Just let it rip tonight. Let's raise the roof. I want to read some verses here in Luke 19, verses 28 to 40. And when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, Why do you loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, Because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as it had said unto them, as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, Why loose ye the colt? And they said, The Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that, if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. May that never be said of us, that we hold our peace. We hold back from praising God, and the rocks would cry out in our place. I have a song here I'd like to read. It says, The rocks shall not cry out. The rocks shall not cry out in my place. As long as I have breath to lift my voice, I'll give him praise. As long as I can make a joyful noise, I'll sing and shout, and never let the rocks cry out. The rocks shall not cry out, for joy is mine. I will lift my voice. I've got every reason under heaven to rejoice. The God I serve is great, exalted high above the earth. All creation shall declare it, but I've got to praise him first. The rocks shall not cry out in my place. As long as I have breath to lift my voice, I'll give him praise. As long as I can make a joyful noise, I'll sing and shout, and never let the rocks cry out. I'll lift my voice and sing, O praise to God, glory to his name. He's so far above our ways that I cannot explain. He gave all his love to me unfailing and unearned. The rocks are going to praise him, but they'll have to wait their turn. The rocks shall not cry out in my place. As long as I have breath to lift my voice, I'll give him praise. As long as I can make a joyful noise, I'll sing and shout, and never let the rocks cry out. May that be the desire of each one of us. As we think about all that God has done for each one of us, what can we do but praise his name? We're going to have a word of prayer before we do that. I'll just, after prayer, we have four song leaders that are going to come up and lead about 15 minutes apiece, and it's up to them whether they want to take selections or lead their own, but I'm sure some of them will take some selections so you can have them ready. All those who are able, let's kneel for prayer.
There's a fountain free just for you. Thank you.
Tempted and tried, we hear of me to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, ever alas, they're going the wrong.
Arthur! Tomorrow with Thank you.
that was really random, and I thought I'd share it. 2 years ago, some of the youth group here was helping out some people doing some work, and it was near the Haunted Mill in Spring Grove. How many of you youth were there? Does anyone remember being there? Okay, very few. Good. New story. It was like, just so happened it was right before Halloween, and we just passed Halloween, so. We were way across the field, like really far across this field, and yet we could hear these horrible sounds, you know, chainsaws and screams and satanic stuff. And I just was thinking tonight, you know, it just struck me that this is kind of the opposite, and I wish we could open the windows, and I wish there was a lot more people out there to hear us. But it's not right nearby, but that would be pretty neat. But just something to keep in mind as we go about our week, for sure, that we can be that joyful light that people see. I'll take one more song.
I am going to the city where
thank you. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches big I count but loss, and more contempt on all my pride.
There is a God in you. Beautiful star.